It's not a beachy town, but it's breezy. Today, isn't it? Especially breezy. So where's Pastor Jim? Where's the rest of the people that are running to get here, praise the Lord? I thought that I saw him. He'll be here in just a moment. Would you open your Bibles to the book of Acts as he is, we'll start it in Acts 8. I see people. Acts 8, that's where we will start. But at the same time, if you would go with me to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. And then we'll go to Acts 8. So I'll start with 1 Corinthians 12. Do we not have the it'll come on, right? But that's okay. We have our Bibles, right? We can read them. Father, we just thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for his ministry, what he's doing in the church and through the church today. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the written word that the Holy Spirit makes alive in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that tonight we will receive revelation, illumination, understanding. Lord, if there's anyone that needs anything from you, comfort, clarity, encouragement, there may even be someone that came saying, Lord, I need a word from you. So, Lord, we come in agreement with them that they'll receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I was hearing Brother Jesse the Planet today, and he was saying, there was one thing he didn't understand. But I tell you, don't find fault with what he said, but understand that he walks in a place of faith that others are not there yet. But he was saying he was talking about the word discouragement. Why would you want to be discouraged? He said, why do you even want to do anything with it? And he said that he didn't get it, why any Christian would want to be discouraged. And he went on and on. It's too quiet. It's too quiet. Yeah, but you're too quiet. Don't give yourselves away. Amen? Say, amen.
Amen.
That way you don't give yourself away. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, you have a choice. He said, you have a choice. If you get discouraged, you chose to. Okay, Brother Jesse. I mean, it was sweet, short, and to the point. It was one of those Instagram things. But, boy, it was full of faith. You see, we can excuse ourselves, all of us, to be discouraged. But what did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. So who is the author of discouragement? Amen. We have a society today. Oh, I'm going to rumble now. Brother Jesse, thank you very much. That have to take a pill to get the motor started, and another one to get the motor to put it to sleep. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying we're the church. We have the power of God. We have the word of God. Amen. We have dominion, the dominion of God given to us. We're here to make a difference and to take the word of God, which is one of our major weapons, amen, and not to live like the world that doesn't know, that has not received revelation from the word. So I tell you, I did not know I was going to tell you about these, but I just did. So I hope it blessed you. Amen. If you're discouraged, it's because you choose to. Because you have all kinds of word here to let it abide in you. Amen. So choose the word that you're going to let abide in you. Amen. And if you let the word abide in you, the Bible says, Jesus said, what did he say? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you want. And it'll be done to you. Boy, if that doesn't encourage you, then like somebody said, your wood is really wet. But guess what? Even when your wood is wet, do we have some Elijahs that can call it on fire? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's going to be a good night. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. We'll just read a little bit here. But last week, we were taking a look at these, and we will base several subsequent messages on these scriptures. And so the verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual and the gifts, actually, is italicized. So if you take that from the Greek, literally, it says, now concerning spirituals, actually, concerning spirituals or concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. So here is the Holy Spirit himself through the Apostle Paul telling the Corinthians. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the things of the Holy Ghost, the things of the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, he had to write them and teach them things. And so that's what he was doing. So I'm going to tell you about the things concerning the Holy Spirit. Because you ought not to be ignorant of them. So concerning spiritual, not just the gifts, but everything that has to do with the way that the Holy Spirit works in us, for us, through us, among us, for us, for others, through us. You know, I mean, just name it. How you yield to the Holy Spirit, how you listen to him, how you receive from him. I mean, you can put, there are all kinds of areas because it's the gifts is italicized. I understand why they put gifts because that chapter itself does speak and teach on the gifts, but it also teaches about other things. And then it's not just that chapter, but you have to know what goes on with the chapters, the following chapters after that. And so it says, it's very, very interesting that he says, I would not have you ignorant. But too much of the church is ignorant. Mm-hmm. And then there's part of the church, perhaps, like us, that we might not be ignorant, but we may have let something slip. You know, it's easy for that to happen. But the moment that we realize that, then we start stirring up What was it? I mean, even the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, who was a pastor, told him, stir up the gift. See, stir up the gift that is in you, that was given to you by the Holy Ghost, that was given to you by the laying on of hands, imparted to you. So stir up impartations. Stir up giftings. You know, we would like for the things of the Holy Spirit to be always, you know, to reach a level and remain. But you see, there's no such thing. We can lose them. Holy Spirit doesn't move, but we do. We may get distracted, or other things are taking our, you know, demanding our attention, etc. You know, all kinds of things can happen. But this year, we have received from the Lord that we're going to reach for more. If we have lost anything, we're going to regain it, and then we're going to go for double. Amen. 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 And so that is going to take our attention. Amen. It's going to take our cooperation, and it's all good. Praise the Lord. So here we're told, I don't want you to be ignorant. And then he goes on, verse 4. I mean, we could read 2 and 3, but tonight if I did, I would get sidetracked. So verse 4 says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration. I like that word administrations, but it also can be translated ministries, and then New King James translates it like that. But it says, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of the King James says operations. The New King James says activities. You may have another translation that says it differently. You know, I learned it as gifts and administrations and operations. And so I like those words, but I receive other words too. It's good to, you know, to get your mind to expand. But the important thing is that we're told it's the same God that works all in all. So there's variety of expressions, of activities, of ministries, of the Holy Spirit, but it's all the same God that's going to work. Amen. Amen. So then we know that it's He who works them. Mm-hmm. He who brings them, He who works them, He who divides them as He wills. Amen. He who imparts, there's no man that can impart. If there are impartations, it's because that can be received through the laying on of hands, it's because that person has received that direction from the Lord and that endowment, and then we receive it by faith. But we receive from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We don't receive from a person. But we honor the Lord and we fear the Lord. You know what I mean by fear? We have an awe of God. Amen. And we follow Him. And so then it goes on, and it tells us what are these activities and these ministries and these gifts, what they are. And so it says, I ought to read verse 7, even though I already mentioned it. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Another translation I like says, for the common good. So, you know, the Lord wants all of us to receive good. Amen? He is not partial. He does not show partiality. He wants all of us blessed. Amen. All of us to function together and well as a body. And so, and then it goes on, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Amen? So by the same Spirit gives to one, right? The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, to another faith. Now, the Greek says special faith. This is not the faith that we all receive the measure of when we are born again. This is special faith. Okay? It's a faith that will receive miracles. That will receive miracles for people. Amen? Or for yourself. Glory to God. For others, for yourself. Praise God. Anyway, let's go on because we won't start studying each individual operation or demonstration today yet. But I want us to realize that this is what we want to do as well. Because in prayer, and we're still in the subject of prayer as well, it's important that we understand how to follow the Holy Spirit and involve the Holy Spirit. And so we cannot be ignorant, you know? If I did not know, for example, thank you, Lord. Because I was thinking of another type of animal, but I grew up with those. When I came to the U.S., I had been, less than a year, and we were driving from Waxahachie, where we were living, to Fort Worth. And all of a sudden, I smelled a certain scent. And I told my husband, I mean, what did you do? What in the world did you eat? Well, it wasn't my husband. It was a skunk. But I had never smelled or seen a skunk. I honestly thought they were not real. I thought they were just the pigment of an imagination, pigment of imagination of a cartoon artist. So in other words, how do you know something unless you know that it exists? Right? So it's the same thing with the things of the Holy Ghost. When we get to, I've had that happen to me. You know? You remember that? It was just last year, seems like, but no. He laughed. He really laughed. He had some, yeah. He had a good time. I've given him some good times. Anyway, praise the Lord. So, but I remember there was one time when you started studying some of these, you told me that then you realized, I've had that happen. When you realize you had word or knowledge all along. So it doesn't say here that these are just for ministers. It doesn't say that they're just for fivefold people. It says that the Lord divides them throughout the body. As he will. So do we trust that he knows what he's doing? Tell you, he's got the most intelligent mind that any of us can even imagine. You know? I had a friend with a very, very high IQ. And he found out, he told me, and I said, well, glory. That was nice. So then we understood why he was so smart. But nothing like the Lord. Anyway, praise the Lord. He was smart and he was good looking too. Praise God. Anyway, okay. I knew that would make some people laugh. Acts 8. And he was quite normal. Acts 8, verse 12. So I want to start there today. And we're going to start seeing some things you might, these are known things. They're known things to you that are probably even more known to Pastor and I. But I still get blessed going back and seeing them in the Word of God. How about you? And so this is about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to start like very beginnings of New Testament, work of the Holy Spirit. Because 1 Corinthians 12, we just said, which is read, that we are not to be ignorant of any of the workings of the Holy Spirit, the things pertaining to the Holy Ghost. And so we first encounter the Holy Spirit at salvation. Amen. It's by the regeneration that the Holy Spirit enlightens us. Amen. I will interject some things to help you with your prayers. I learned these from Dad Hagen. It's not correct to pray that God will save somebody because he already sent Jesus to save them. Mm-hmm. So correct in your prayers, if you know, because we learned that perhaps growing up in the church, Lord, save so and so. He's already saved them. Pray that they will receive salvation. Right. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Pray that for whether specific or whether you're praying for people, I mean specific in the sense that it's somebody you already know and you're calling their name, you know, before the Lord. Or if you're praying for people you don't know yet, you pray that people will receive the message of salvation, that they will receive the salvation that Jesus already made available for. See, Jesus has already, did you know that he bought salvation for everybody? Whether you think you want somebody in heaven with you or not. Glory. I know nobody thinks, you know, wouldn't think that. But anyway, he already saved them. But they need to receive it. Same thing with healing. You need to pray, Lord, heal so-and-so. We've done that before. But Jesus already healed them. By his stripes, they're healed. Pray they will receive healing from the Lord. See, we want the Word of God to abide in us. So we can have better results in helping people. Same thing with the infilling or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That they will receive the Holy Spirit. Because, the only prerequisite is that a person be born again. Right? So we're going to go to Acts 8. And I think I will start with verse 12. Though I may go a little behind. Look what that pretty secretary I have there today. Acts 8, 12. So, we're here in Samaria. You know, we're not in Judea, we're in Samaria. We're with Samaritans here. And so, this Jesus had already ascended to heaven. And this we find here the ministry actually of Philip. And so Philip was known as an evangelist. And so he brought the message of salvation to people and also of healing in the name of Jesus. So there were people being healed, saved and healed in his ministry. And so we see when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Amen. I like that, don't you? They believed the things concerning the kingdom of God and of the name of Jesus Christ, and they were baptized. They were baptized. I grew up with my dad that made much of water baptism. We need to make more of it. There's people in the body of Christ that they don't know that they ought to be water baptized. They think it's an option. But we see that as a matter of obedience, water baptism, you know. And so you do things. You learn to do things the way that the Bible says, right? And so anyway, we will read verse 13 as well. And then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. You can read the whole, I love this whole 8th chapter of Acts. You know, in verse 5 is where it starts here. Mentions that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people heard him, they listened to him, and they were hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. Verse 7 speaks of ministries or activities that the Holy Spirit is through him. And it says, for unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. You may not have heard that, but I have. I have. One of the first things after I got filled with the Spirit, I ministered to people, but unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of them. But they came out, glory to God, and the people remained free, serving the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Amen. People ought to be free. And everyone be able to then become sweet for Jesus. The devil is mean. Amen. But the Lord is full of compassion. So, anyway, the Lord permitted that I had experiences like that. And many, it says, taken with palsies, that would be paralyzed people, and that were lame, were healed. So he seemed to have the gift of healing operating through him, that had this specialty. And we have learned that because they did, I didn't read them all. We'll get them all. But I didn't read them all because I was ready to go to Acts 8. But what it said, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit, you know. And then there was prophecy and tongues, interpretation of tongues. And there's gifts of healing. Some translations say the gift of healing. But in the Greek, and when I heard that for the first time, I went to my New Testament Greek. Not because I disbelieved it, but because I wanted to see it with my own eyes. Sometimes pastor would tell me, go look that up, remember? Not that we thought that Brother Hagen or somebody else was not telling us the truth, but we wanted our own eyeballs to confirm it. So I'd take my New Testament Greek and say, yep, that word is plural, and this other word is plural too. Praise the Lord. So there are gifts of healing. And back in the healing revival of the 1950s, it was very evident, because there would be some of these ministers that would get together and they would compare notes. And one would say, whenever I pray for anyone that is blind, they all receive their sight. And another one would say, well, whenever I pray for somebody that needs their hearing, they all, you know, that is deaf or needs hearing, they all receive their hearing. Even if the eardrum had been removed. Who was that said that? Bosworth. So they started comparing that. It was like they were specialties. See, we're not being ignorant of the things pertaining to the Holy Spirit. That's why we're talking about some of these things in more detail. And then one, for example, that cancers would disappear or drop on the floor, you know. They kind of, well, Brother Hagen was like that. He had a special endowment for anything that had to do with cancers or growths, whether malignant or benign. They don't belong in our body. Amen. Glory to God. You do not. That is why it's so important. Do not give place to fear, and do not give place to resentment or unforgiveness. If somebody has hurt you, if something you're going through has hurt you and is trying to keep you in hurt, do not allow it. Because those are doors the devil uses to bring sickness and disease. Amen? I tell you what, I'm a quick forgiver because I do not like sickness. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You say that about it. I forgive quickly. Amen. I do it as unto the Lord. He said to do it. He said to do it 70 times 7. You may want one of those times, take your heaviest iron skillet and hit them in the head, but you're going to forgive them. No. You wouldn't do that. But you know, there may be a loose screw, and that way you put it. No, not you. Not you, sweetheart. No, the wind did a number in your hair. And no, my husband, thankfully, has never given me a reason for that. But anyway, just putting a little humor there. No matter what somebody may have done, you go to the Holy Spirit. Have a time with the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm coming to you. I need divine intervention. Amen. Help me, because I ought not to live with hurts. and wounds. Because there's plenty of people that can serve them to you. And plenty of things that happen. Disappointment. Why did that have to happen? Why did the other have to happen? Or sometimes you disappoint yourself. You can't go there, darling. You gotta just not let, because that's territory of where the devil can breed anything that he wants. Amen. And we're not breeding ground for the devil.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. That's why I like that word that I heard from Jesse Plans today. He was in what? I don't understand. Why would anybody want to be discouraged? Okay. Let's go on this trip with Brother Jesse. Amen. Glory to God. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. We're getting our minds renewed, right?
Amen.
And so then, let's go now to verse 14. So we see here that these people, right, they were born again, right? They received, they believed the preaching that Philip gave them regarding the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus, and they were baptized. So that means they were saved. But look here at verse 14. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem was headquarters of the whole denomination, called Christianity. Anyway, the apostles, they were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God. See, they were saved, and they received the word of God. They did something. They sent Peter and John to them. Right? And verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. You see? They prayed that they might receive the Holy Spirit. They didn't pray that God would send them the Holy Spirit. Because, see, he already had done it back in Acts 2:4. You see? But they prayed that these people that now were saved, they might receive the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit they had received, right? And so we'll see. You know all of these, but we're just getting deeper and going for more understanding of the operations of the Holy Spirit and the things that the Holy Spirit does among God's people. So it says here, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So this is interesting, the way that it is expressed, isn't it? That the Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them. So you see that in other verses of Scripture in the book of Acts, how that the Holy Spirit fell on them. And in other places, so the Holy Spirit can fall. Praise the Lord, fall on me. He's already fallen me, but you know, the Bible says, be ye continually filled. So we need refilling, right? And we're open to them and we want them every day. Praise God. And so here, verse 17, then it says, then they, and they, in this case, were Peter and John. Laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So you see, it was not enough for the apostles, because they were well taught by the Lord Jesus, to find out that this group of people had received the word of God, and they were saved, and they were water baptized. They said, okay, now, because Peter and John, you go you go, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. So we're going to see through the book of Acts, and that's the first church, the early church, we would say, that for them, the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit was subsequent to the new birth. In other words, the new birth was great. Amen? You need the new birth to go to heaven. Right? But we don't go to heaven after we're born again, hopefully. Right? We still have years to live here. So for the years that we live here, we need to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. So I was hearing this, that Smith Wigglesworth, who really knew a lot about the Holy Ghost, said, to be filled with the Spirit, to receive the Holy Spirit, is not only a luxury, L-U-X-U-R-Y, but a command. We're told, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. Whew. Glory to God. Pardon me? No, do you? And I left my phone at home. But this is good. Meaning it's a command. Not only a luxury, but it's a command. Oh, glory to God. Why would anybody fight receiving more of the Holy Spirit? I don't understand it, do you? But, you know, we praise God, we can go on and receive more. So right here then, when Simon saw, verse 18 I'm going to read. When Simon, that Simon was the one that he did believe and was baptized. We read in verse 13. When Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. So here we have a person that has been saved, but still has a carnal thinking. His mind has not been renewed. Well, you know, it's he just came into the things of God, right? So he liked what they were able to do. And he offered them money, saying, give me also this power. So he called it power. So he must have seen that when people had the hands of Peter and John on them, they receive power. Right? He must have seen something that was extraordinary because he was willing to give money to get that endowment. And so that he could also lay hands on people that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Well, it didn't work that way. Amen? Didn't work that way. Peter said to him, well, yeah, Peter was, somebody said about Pastor Jim sometimes laying the meat raw in front of you. Well, you ought to see Peter. Praise the Lord. Is he like your favorite? Is Peter your favorite? Your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Amen. Glory to God. He meant what he said and said what he meant. So then he told him, you have neither part nor portion in this matter. And remember this word, matter. For your heart is not right in the sight of God. So listen, it's too bad, but here we have a person that had believed and was baptized, but his heart was not right. He needed to get his heart right. So we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to hear about that. But it is possible that a person be saved, but their heart not be right in the sight of God. So it all has to do with our motives and, you know, that our drives, that which, that you know, what makes us tick, as it were, is the right in the sight of God. Amen. So, woof, because there were many other people that saw that, but only this man had the idea of, man, I guess he had money. And he liked power. And so he thought, I want that. You know? So Peter stopped him at the root. And in fact, he went on to tell him even harder in verse 22. Repent. He said, repent of this, your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Woo! You know, he didn't go, repent, and God is good, and he'll forgive you. No. He gave him a punch in the stomach. Told him, pray, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Yeah. All right. A general is here. Amen. And we better have our diapers on. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. This is good. And so then, this is what Peter said. In fact, he still went on and said worse things. He said, for I see that you're poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. All right. Yeah. How did he have that? That was word of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. He wasn't judging the man. No. But God gave him insight. The word of knowledge that this was a dangerous man. Yet the scripture said he believed and was baptized. But look, there were things in him that were not right. Amen. But thank God, he was one of those that had to hear it hard and clear. And Acts in verse 24 says, then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me. So he humbled himself, praise the Lord. Amen. So, praise God. They were sent, Peter and John, and they did a good work. And so the thing I wanted to tell you is that in verse 20, where it says, Peter said to him, thy money perish with thee because you have thought that the gift, this word gift to God, could be purchased with money. There's four different words in the Greek that can be translated as gift. This one is translated as endowment. So it was the endowment of God. You see, this is the only passage where tongues is not mentioned. That they came, lay hands on them, it says to receive the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, we'll see others, but it's very clear, tongues are there. But because we know from all of the others, and we know this word means endowment, and we know that this other word that I saw you to that I told you to keep. In verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Actually, this word matter really has to do with, it's a matter of speech, has to do with them receiving the tongue, that endowment that they spoke. So in other words, in the Greek, you can tell, but then with the translation, you cannot. However, we see here the importance that is given, that they would come from Jerusalem to Samaria. I want to go, and then verse 18 actually also, Simon saw. He saw something. There was something that manifested. He saw power, because he called it that way, but he saw something that happened. And of course, we know and we believe, you put all those scriptures together from the book of Acts, that it was because they spoke another tongue. Amen. And so I will just go to one more scripture. Would you go with me to Acts 10? Acts 9 talks about the Apostle Paul and how that Ananias saw in a vision, and then Ananias also had a vision about Paul. And so the Lord put them together, and Ananias laid hands on Saul of Tarsus, which is the Apostle Paul, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord opened his eye. He received Jesus, the Messiah, Savior. Amen. And then he, praise God, was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't say there, so I should not have said it was the only place. There's also Acts 9:17, where it says that Ananias is telling him that the Lord Jesus had appeared to him and had sent him that he might receive his sight, because remember, temporarily, Saul of Tarsus lost his sight. And it's not that he went blind, as the Lord just shook him. got all his attention, And so Ananias said, the Lord Jesus sent me here that you might receive your sight and that you might be filled with the Holy Ghost. But he himself, the Apostle Paul, tells the Corinthians, I speak in tongues more than you all. So when did he start speaking in other tongues? When he was filled with the Spirit, because that's what happened in Acts 2:4. Amen. When they were filled with the Spirit. So we'll just read one more, Acts 10. I know you know all these, but I like to go over it again and refresh my memory and see these places and desire these things to happen to more people. Amen. There are endowments. I was going to say these because, again, I learned that. That there are people that God gives gifts endowed with the ministry of laying on our hands for others to be filled. And Brother Hagen explained to us when we were going to Rema that has to do with an administration of the gift of faith, an area of the gift of faith. And I have had that operate. The Lord gave that to me. And I'm going to see this year energizing of it again and more. Remember that time we were in Spain? And My dad asked us to minister. I don't know if that was that time. Anyway. And what they told us, I didn't come, but they told us 200 people, about 200 people. We lay hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You know, all at once. Not the whole church responded. Many were already. But that had not been preached to them for a while. But they were ready. And so that's the time when more people, but there's been two or three at a time, or even one at a time. Sometimes I don't even know that is what is happening to the person. But I'm activating that. Amen. I'm stirring up the gift of God that was administered to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And in the same, and I encourage you to do the same. If you've had gifts of the Holy Ghost that have operated through you, stir them up. Amen. Stir them up. Stir yourself up. You may say, well, that didn't happen to me. Well, let's read these and we'll finish. Acts 10, you may say, that didn't happen to me. I've never had that happen to me. Well, stick around. Because the Lord has something for you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Acts 10:44. It says, while Peter, this again is a wonderful, just a wonderful passage. While Peter was still speaking these words, what words? Well, he was preaching the gospel to them. You know, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Look at here. There's not the mention of laying hands. Amen. So the laying on of hands is not the only way that a person can receive the Holy Spirit. Right. Amen. I didn't know anybody that could lay hands on me for that. You know? So, but praise God. Lord got through to me and I received. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. They had to hear the word. You see, whether it was at that moment that they heard the word, or they heard the word, then they went home. Amen. One precious of our brothers here in this church came one time that's a long time ago, but came. Honestly, we thought he already had received the Holy Ghost, but he hadn't yet. And he came wanting, and Pastor prayed with him. He did not receive there, but he got in on his truck, and as he was going home, then he called Pastor. He said, on my way home, I received, and I started speaking another tongue. So praise the Lord, whichever way.
Amen.
But you gotta hear, and believe. You gotta believe it in order to receive it. Amen. And so it says, and they of the circumcision, which believe. In other words, these were not Jews; these were Gentiles. And so, those of the circumcision which believe were astonished, as many as came with Peter. So Peter was traveling with a group of other Jews. Because on the Gentiles also, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Amen? But notice here, I love verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Glory to God. And then, you know what happened. Peter said, well then, if they have received the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Spirit has been poured out of them, That means that they were saved. So these people, the only other thing that they need is to be water baptized. So let's baptize them right now.
Yeah.
And they did it. Praise the Lord. And they were astonished because they didn't know that the Holy Ghost was going to be poured out on Gentiles too.
Amen.
So, you know, their theories, their doctrine was having to be changed day by day. Praise the Lord. But notice here, and I need to end, and I'll end with these, that they spoke with tongues and they magnified God. And in Acts 11, there's an instance where they're filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So sometimes, you see, because we're learning about things of the Holy Spirit, sometimes when a person receives the Holy Spirit, they're baptized with the Holy Spirit, they receive another gift. Amen. Whether it be to be able to prophesy, that doesn't make a prophet. Amen. That was the first. I was filled with the Holy Spirit, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and prophesied. I had never heard anybody prophesy in my life. But I started prophesying. Edification, exhortation, comfort. In prayer meetings, which Wednesday night services of my dad were like that. You know? And then after that, I started noticing the word of knowledge. Why am I telling you these? And that is confirmed by many other people. So you can receive another gift. Amen. You're not going to have knowledge about everything. It's a word of knowledge. But God will tell you things. You'll know things. All of a sudden, I talk to people, and they would say, how do you know that? I haven't said that to anybody. You're not supposed to know that. Well, no, I didn't know that. But the Holy Spirit shared that with you so that you would know. You know, that he's attentive to you. He wants to help you. Anyway, so be open. You know, glory to God. Praise God. He's wonderful. Amen. All the time. All the time. Lord, we just thank you that you divide severally as you will. And it's not so that we can necessarily tell stories, but so that we can be a blessing. We can be an extension because we are in your ministry. It's not our ministry, but your ministry to people. And so, Lord, we intend to learn more and not be ignorant of the things of the Holy Spirit. And we intend to desire them more and more, desire all of the manifestations and operations, activities, gifts, endowments of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we're going to pray. We ask you, Lord, give us boldness to speak your word as you stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for revelations of things that only you know. so that people can be set free and people can know how much that you love them. They can receive help from you. We thank you, Lord, for all the diverse ways in which you operate and let yourself be known. We thank you, Father. We're hungry. We're greatly hungry for a powerful move of God in our midst. We give you all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was only 17, fresh 17, just turned 17. The Lord can do that, you know, for me. How much that he wants to do that, you know, for all, and many more, many more. Glory to God. Amen. So if you know who you are, if you have never been in the place where you receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking another tongue, then you ought to be. It's 8:07, I need to dismiss you. But you ought to be. And it's very easy. Amen. And I would love to pray with you, for you. And you don't have to go one more day without it. Amen. So, but otherwise you're dismissed. And cover yourselves because it's windy outside.